T101. Good evening and welcome to another edition of An Hour of Power with yours truly, T101. This edition is called actually Another Hour of Power, cleverly titled because it's Another Hour of Power. See what I did there? So, for those of you joining in for the first time, I'll give you the lowdown of this thing. It's the Hour of Power consists of me collecting tracks that are powerful, but not all metal. Although, and the playlist is exactly 1 hour long, okay, give or take 10 seconds or so, and I will be running them down and giving you a very pleasant opportunity to listen to my lovely voice while I talk you through all the songs. As before, I've divided this playlist to three portions, which the first being a bit more beady side of things, and then going to the tracked side of things, and ending with the guitar side of things. So, without further ado, let's start this goddamn show, shall we? Here we go with Cactusen, Contrashore.
Yeah.
Cactusen Contrashore, and that was obviously from a demo by the same name by a group from Norway called Playpsycho. And with a bass beat like that, you're bound to get some booty action. That was actually from Assembly 2008, from the main demo event, and it finished second by losing by only with 67 points to Pyrotech. And that was obviously my favorite demo of the show. Excellent bass beat, excellent sounds, and Cactusen is also a man of many aliases, but he's that song was just excellent, and I still remember the booming bass beats while listening to the Assembly Hall. Excellent track there, an excellent way to kick off the show. And I just remembered that I was supposed to go pro and have some little background music while I'm doing these short tidbits that I'm talking. So there we have a little background music right there. So, so we move on. We have another Norwegian artist coming up next. A very, very nice guy. The organizer of Solskogen, at least. This fella. Is called Gloom, and I selected this track because I actually heard this track for the first time in my life when I was at the Demo Wall event in Helsinki a couple of weeks back, and it just struck me that why the fuck haven't I heard the song before? Oh shit, I said fuck. Well, it doesn't matter, this isn't the States. So anyway, the Gloom's track from the demo Don't Stop by Portal Process is my next choice. A very nice kind of rappy, jumpy, boingy, whatever. So let's just put that up and I'll shut up for a moment now. Here we go.
Don't be wasting my electricity on that rap mess.
You don't stop.
Here we go.
Don't Stop by Gloom from the demo Don't Stop by Portal Process. First presented at Assembly 2005. Sorry, I apparently can't read anymore. And it finished third, actually. Yeah. And I'm sorry for being so incoherent this moment, because I'm doing about six things at the same time, but now I seem to be on the top of things again. Yes, so don't stop once again by Gloom. Let's hear a round of applause. Yay! T-Lol doing it, kicking it old school to new school. And at least now I am hearing the background music, which happens to be Ula from the demo Stars. I'm not sure if you can hear it. I don't care. It's there. I can hear it, so that makes me a bit more comfortable. So, moving right along, we've heard two demo tracks from demos from Assembly. Now we're going semi-professional here. This is a guy from Ukraine, actually. And this is a song that has been played on SceneSat quite a lot of times. And this is, like in my last show with the Frost Raven, this is just something that I have to get out of my system so I don't have to come back to this track in the possible future episodes of An Hour of Power. This is by an artist called Sinsun. And I'm not sure how that's supposed to be pronounced. So there you go. It's Sinsun, and the track is called Mommy.
Yeah.
And so we were tucked to bed by Simpson with his mummy. And an excellent track from the year 2006 from the album Phoenix that he has produced and is selling. So if you really like that track and you want to provide some support for Simpson, go and buy that track. It has been played lots of times in scenes, so I guess it's allowed to play it in here. I don't know, and I don't care. So, moving right along, my next track is by a Danish guy. And when I originally selected this track, I heard it on scenes that I was like, this would be a great addition to the show. And I was thinking, like, this is a track that doesn't get played all that often, a very good track by a very good artist. And of course it was played on last Sunday's Saturated, so and it was too late for me to find another track, so here we have it again. And this is obviously by Purex, and this is Disrupt. And I would like to tell you a bit more about this track, but it seems that Purex's website is obsolete, doesn't work, non-functional, hasn't worked for quite some time. But I was able to get some information about Purex himself. It turns out that his favorite color is blue. So, without further ado, we're just gonna go ahead and play the track. This is Purex Disrupt. Disrupt by Purex, one of the great Danes, if I'm allowed that kind of thing. So, yeah, I was unable to find even a year for that track because his webpage is down. Purex, if you're listening, you should probably look into that. And while I'm at this, I'm gonna put some background music right here. See, I'm a pro. I have background music while I talk. Yeah, so I was able to find some info about Purex. He started out with Pro Tracker, like many others. That one was obviously not tracked. So, but anyhow, yeah, that's it. And of course, I can remind that his favorite color is blue. So, moving along. Now we begin the transition from the more beaty stuff towards the more tracked stuff. And I selected this track because it's kind of nice, kind of contour between streaming and tracked music. This was actually mislabeled on a scene set. It says that that Dax is the original artist for this, but as it turns out, when I was doing my little investigation work yesterday, I found out that this is actually a remix. The original artist is a Dane called Diablo. And this track was remixed in 2008 by Dax from Germany. And I'm even kind of hazy on the title of this track. And it's probably titled wrong, but who cares? This is my show. So next up we have Diablo's But Brain Color Is As remixed by Dax. Here we go. Colorists from the Bud Brain Mega Demo. Thanks, Hoffman, for clearing that out. Originally by Diablo and remixed by Dax. Excellent trackerish tune with a bit hopped up sounds and samples and a very good sounding piece indeed. And now that I'm looking at, I think these are Dax's stats. He started out as a C64 musician and has released over 500 Amiga mods, which is just amazing. I mean, I can live a couple of lifetimes and I can round up to do maybe 200 tracks and possibly 4 Amiga mods. But a very productive guy there, and very good for having him to do tracks for us. And thanks, Alk. I forgot the background music once again. No, this is gonna haunt me for quite some time. And as it turns out, the background music track is actually ending, so it doesn't matter. So, well, at least we have background music. So I'm getting there. I'm getting to learn all these kind of trinkets on how to do a radio show. So, we move on to the next track, which is again a remix of the original. The original was by the Finnish artist Skaven, and I pretty much believe no introductions are needed there. Skaven is very known on the tracker scene. But I chose to, even though the original song is absolutely fabulous, I just decided to play the remix done by Necros from the States. And the original song is, of course, Ice Frontier, and this is a remix done by Necros in 1997, and this was done for the music disc Future Crew Tribute. And it's just an awesome sounding track, and this is again from the darkest corners of my hard drive. I've been listening to this track for ever since I got it back in the BBS days. So it's been sitting on my hard drive for ages, and I just decided to give you guys a chance to hear it. You may have not heard it, you may have heard it, I don't care. So always a good thing to laugh at your own jokes. So without further ado, I'm just gonna play the track, and let's see if you like it. Big sounding track, Ice Frontier Remix by Necros. Thank you. Ice Frontier, originally by Skaven, but as remixed by Necros. One of my all-time favorites, and a very, very good track, and very good background music here as well. I should actually change the background music track at some point. But anyhow, yes, and that was remixed by Necros in 1997. The original is circa 92, 93. It didn't say in the original S3M track, so we don't know, but somewhere around that era, the so-called golden times of Future Crew and Skaven as well. And as for the two musicians in Future Crew, of course, the other one being the almighty Purple Motion, I personally always preferred Skaven's music, because it was more of kind of orchestral, more of a powerful, booming sounding tracks, and I obviously love Purple Motion as well, but his tracks were a bit more techno-y, and anyone who has ever seen me knows that I am not exactly the techno kind of guy. Or am I? No, I'm not. Hey, fuck that shit. Not gonna happen. So, moving right along, we still have a good bunch of tracks to go. I think we're not even halfway through, as it seems. So, let's keep on pushing those tracks, shall we? Or would you prefer to hear my voice all night long? I don't think so. Not gonna happen either way. So the next up, we have yet another tracker tune from 98. And this is again from a demo. This is from a Trauma demo called Gateways. And this is part number two, which is pivotal, because the part number one was done by Cube. And I love Cube. Cube is an excellent musician. But on this particular demo, I think Nitro did a better job on the music. Well, it speaks more my kind of language. which is why I chose to play Gateways Part 2 by Nitro at this point. And if you haven't seen the demo, and if you like having eye cancer, you can always go and watch that demo. I like the demo. It's an excellent demo. Good effects. It's an MS-DOS demo. This was before the accelerated times. And it's a nice demo, but there is one scene in that demo, the so-called fountain scene or a waterfall scene, that is kind of like, right. But anyhow, excellent tune, and the latter half of the demo is good, fast forward moving kind of stuff, and which is what I'm going to demonstrate to you right now by playing the music from. This is Gateways Part 2 by Nitro. Wah. We'll be right back. Yes, I'm sure they did function as a gateway or whatever. That was Nitro, and Gateway is part two from the 98 demo, first presented at Assembly, and it actually went and won the demo compo. Now, thank you, Steph, for liking my narration there. Thank you. Yeah, so presented in 98, first place, blah, 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 and first part. Music part was done by Cube, and it's kind of those pivotal moments in the demo scene, demos that you really should go and listen, and I should really turn on the background music again. It's a happy tune by 047. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not up to speed here, but I am trying here. And I will get it banged to my head at one point in the near or distant future. So, that was enough of that, and we will keep on moving to the next track. And this is, again, a track, because remember, I always compile the playlist to be in about three or four portions in different styles, because I don't like to mix. Because I personally, if I were a listener of this kind of show, I would like to hear these tracks here, those tracks here. I don't want to hear a track music and then some death metal and then go to ambient, and it just doesn't work for me. Sorry. So, which is why I compile these playlists to have some sort of form and compliance, if you so may say. So, anyhow. I played the Skaven remix track a couple of moments ago, and now I'm going to play Skaven himself. This is a track from 1991, a 5-channel S3M track by Skaven, one of his earlier works, one of my all-time favorites as well. A short, a little over 2 minutes this, but a very nice track, and obviously one of my all-time favorites. So I'll just go ahead and play the damn track. It's Skaven with ID. Skaven ID. Very nice samples there. I believe those were from the original Star Trek The Motion Picture when people were not getting transported the way they were supposed to. And a good one, Jelly, there. If my narration gets enough votes, it'll get played on the Saturated. I certainly hope not, because I think since has a bit more effort than my very odd and kind of weird ramblings here in between the tracks that I'm supposed to play. So, anyhow, we're getting closer to the end of the... Thanks, guys. Moving right along, we have a Swedish guy next called Nightbeat. And he's... I think this is an Impulse Tracker track, this, even though I originally received it from Bracket as an MP3 track. But I was looking at some information about that, and it turns out that this originally was an Impulse Tracker track. And he entered this track, which is called Muriel, by the way, to the 2005 Assembly Instrumental Music Compo, and placing at a total of 12. Well, those were the years when the music compos at Assembly were just is kind of like they were sick. I mean, there's a tracked music compo and you get like 200 entries there, and I just feel sorry for the jury. I really do. It was like, you come to a jury and here's your pizza and here's your tracks, all 278 of them. So now go listen. And it must have been kind of like, oh God. And then you start listening to the tracks and it's like every track starts out the same. Okay, sounds like Prodigy. Okay, it sounds like Prodigy. Okay, does not sound like Prodigy, worse. And stuff like that for 200 tracks, and then you have to handpick kind of like 15 entries that will actually go to the big screen and make it so I don't feel sorry for those guys. It's okay. Sorry. But anyhow, this track was also used on 2010 Assembly TV jingle. I just remember that because I was doing Assembly TV portions in 2010 Assembly, and I remember hearing this track over and over again. So it kind of fits to have this here, and kind of this is again a transition song when we start moving to the next genre-ish batch of songs. And so I'm just gonna go ahead and say one more thing about Nightbeat. Even though he placed 12 on the 2005 Assembly Instrumental Music Compo, wow, that's a long word, so he got a little compensation in the Fast Music Compo where he placed second, so very much kudos there. So anyhow, my throat is dry, I need a drink, so I'm gonna play Nightbeat with Muriel. And yes, I did forget the background music again.
We'll be right back.
And whoa, sorry there. I forgot I was about to say something. We're back. Hi, it's me. And that was Nightbeat with Muriel, an IT track, and an excellent one, I might add. And I haven't even heard that track in a while, but then Bracket of Accession and Decadence reminded me of that track, and I, of course, played it after listening to it. And I also have to say that if you have any suggestions on the following episodes of An Hour of Power, you can always contact me on the Scenesat channel. I'm always there. I'm always idling there. And you can give me suggestions for tracks. I will listen to all of them, and I will pay attention to them. And if they're good enough, they're going to end up in the show, because, God forbid, I just do not know every single track that the entire scene universe has created. So a little help is always a good thing to get me on the right, how can I say, track. Anyhow, advertisement ends there. In short, if you have any suggestions, you can always give them to me. You can find me on the Scenesat channel, T-101, of course. And I will review the songs. So that's it. So now, the next track is, after all, this is my show. So, obviously, I'm going to have my own track there at some point, and this is that exact point. This is a tracker tune I made years and years ago, and I actually entered on a music compo with this in the year 2009. It was the Finnish Amiga Party held in Helsinki in the Gentleman's Club, and it went on to win there, yada yada yada, no one cares, so I'm just gonna play the damn track. This is Skyscape 2 by T101. We'll be right back. Wait, what? A T-101 track that has guitars on it? No way that's gonna happen. So anyhow, that was my track, and now that's out of the system, so we can concentrate on real music afterwards. Yes, and the next track, actually. I chose that track because I heard it on the Geek Show from the States, another net radio that is operating on stage, and the DJ is called Radar, and I'm very sorry, Radar, but I am almost forgetting. No, here I do have the webpage of that. It's the it doesn't say the name of the actual network for some reason. It's just WPRK, but it was like that show. I listened to it, and it was an excellent show. So very much greetings to Radar all the way to the States. I'm not sure if you're listening, but anyhow. What I was saying is that I heard this track on their show, and it was an excellent track, and I thought it was a demo scene track, but as it turns out, it's not. So this is actually a commercial track, but I have been given the permission to play this track as it is kind of computer related, because this is by an artist called Frank Klepacci. And the song is called Hell March. And as it turns out, this actual track is from the computer game Command and Conquer. I'm not sure which edition of that, but it's from that. And Frank Klepacci himself is currently a pro. He's doing music stuff for stations like HBO and ABC and stuff like that. And it's an excellent guitarist track, kind of reminds me of the works from the German band Rammstein. And when I first heard it, I was like, I have to play it on my show at one point. And so this is that moment when I'm going to play that. So here we go. This is Frank Klepacci and Hell March from the computer game Command and Conquer.
Thank you.
we can have background music here. Yes, that was Frank Lepaci, and I just noticed that I typoed his name on the titles back there. It's Klepaci, as it turns out. And on the background, you can hear M.O.D.'s very, very serious track. It's actually Kabuterbone, Quantum of Ars. So, that was that. And that was my commercial track of the evening. And this background music seems a little loud, so I'm gonna dial it down a notch. This sounds better. So, the next track, and as you probably noticed, we are moving towards guitars heavily here. So, the next track will be, again, a demo track. I like playing demo tracks, because usually demo tracks rule. Even the musicians seem to spend a bit more time polishing their tracks if they're going to be presented at a demo party in the main event, so to speak. So, this next track is by a Finnish artist called Quasian. And some of you may have guessed it already, it's the from the Decadence demo Beer Time X, first presented at Assembly 2007 on the mobile demo Compo. This was a Symbian Series 60 demo, which I happen to know as a little factoid that Brightlight was able to code while he was working at Nokia. He actually got paid to make that demo, and then that demo itself went on to win the Assembly. I see something very, very wrong with my career choices here. So, let's just go ahead and play the damn tune. This is Quasian Beer Time X soundtrack. Kwasian. Sorry there. Kwasian with Beer Time X soundtrack. And I can't believe I haven't heard of this Kwasian more. I really need to look into that, because obviously he has some very good talent there and an excellent choice in sounds. And hi Res, this is T101 speaking right now. I'm doing my show. So we still have three more tracks to cover, so we'll just keep on moving on the playlist. And the last three tracks, I just chose them because it's time to begin wrapping up the show. Not quite yet, but we are getting there. Don't worry, your ears will have peace in no time. In pieces, I may add. So, the next track is from this year's Revision, actually. Revision's music compo, and this was done by Flip and Vibram of Resuster, a German couple, and they did this very, very nice track called Desiring to the music compo, but as it turns out, it was not so much appreciated on the peers of the voters at Revision. So it actually wound up to be 17th, which is always a sad place to be. God knows, I've been there. I totally feel for you guys. I totally do. So, and now that I just got my background music playing, this is just a random track I picked from the Sinsack catalog. Just something to play on the background, which kind of is not very compatible with the style of the show so far. I just pulled a totally random track and I get this piano thing. Just a good song, but it probably better suited to Zipoid's Cozy Corner bits. But nevertheless, we will keep on moving on with the show. So, without further ado, this is Flip and Vibram of Resuster with Desiring. Desiring by Flip and Vibram of Resooster. And this is the time when I put up the background music. There we go. I'm getting on the top of things slowly and unsteadily. Yes, we still have two more tracks to cover, and the next track is a track that I actually heard from SceneSat some time ago, and I was googling for this. I was trying to figure out where this band is coming from, because I assume this is a band of some sorts, because the sounds are very, very polished, very professional studio work. I was not able to find a single thing about this track. Or this artist, as it turns out. The artist is called Oscar, as in the Oscar Awards, and the track is called 32205, which is something that I would put on as the title of my track. But, sorry there. But I was not able to find anything out of these, except that this track was made in the year 2007, and it's from an album called Another Way of Life, and that's it. There's nothing. And if some of you guys have more infos on this band, I could appreciate it, because if they have an album, I want it. I'm actually going to pay good money to have that album. But nevertheless, and as it turns out, I'm playing Hazel's Chaos on the background, really suiting in between. sorry. Really suiting music in between guitar tracks. This. As again, I just pulled a random track. So, without further ado, I'm just gonna play the Oscar track, and let's see what you guys feel about it. This is Oscar with 32205. Thank you. Oscar with 32205, and ended kind of abruptly, but I was prepared. Now I'm prepared to put the background music back on. So, this is it. We have been able to accomplish to come up in the part of the show which we only have one more track to play. And before I play that track, I'm gonna talk a little about what's coming up at here at Scenesat Land. I know that there will be a show to next week's Tuesday, actually, with Frankie and Sir Garbage Truck, and that the show is called. Actually, I'm gonna have to look this up because it was quite a clever name for a song. So anyway, Frankie and Sir Garbage Truck are going to be hosting a show together, and it's kind of funky because the show, it's Frankie and Sir Garbage Truck will not be on the same country while they're doing their show, so it's going to be uplinked via something. And it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. I heard that they did some tests and they all worked out fine, so I'm very much looking forward to that. The show's name will be The Arrogant Bastards. Excellent name for a show right there. So next week's Tuesday, The Arrogant Bastards with Sir Garbage Truck and Frankie. And I'm very much looking forward to that myself. As for the demo parties and live broadcasts from the demo parties, the next big demo parties will be in October. In October, there will be, on the same time, there will be TRSAC in Denmark and the Alternative Party here in Finland. And we will be giving you live broadcasts from both of those parties. I'm not quite sure yet if we are going to use separate channels for those. Let's say that TRSAC is on Scenesat 1 and Alternative Party is on Scenesat 2. I have no idea how we're going to actually do that, but we are going to do that. We are going to give you two demo scene parties at the same time, the same weekend. Sir Garbage Truck and Zipoid will obviously go to TRSAC and in Denmark and broadcast from there, whereas me and Mayor will be broadcasting from the Alternative Party right here in Helsinki. So there's that. And obviously in November there's gonna be the party in Norway called Kindergarten, and pretty much all of us from Scenes, and well, not all of us, but let's say me and Sir Garbage Truck and Zipoid at least are going to Kindergarten in Norway, and we will be broadcasting from there as well, given that we have that we have sufficient network, as we have seen on a couple of Norwegian parties that the networks can be quite difficult at times. And I'm looking at demoparty.net right now to give you some dates on those demo parties. It's gonna be the TRSAC and the Alternative Party will be happening the 21st to 23rd of October. So be sure to tune in then for those. And the Kindergarten in Norway will be happening 4th to 6th of November. So you will be getting lots and lots of fun from the live broadcasts. Live broadcasts from demo parties are always fun, and they're always fun to do, of course, because obviously going to demo parties means that no one will be having any alcohol or anything like that, so it's gonna be very strict, very kind of to the business, very non-humoristic kind of stuff. Or then I've just got it all wrong. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. But you need to tune in to Scenesat to hear all those things. And I was supposed to say something else, but let's see now. Because I covered the next week's show with Sir Garbage Truck and Frankie. And I mentioned the upcoming demo parties. I think I'm pretty much done here, so I might as well wrap up the show and thank all of you who have been here listening to my show. Thank all the people on the IRC. You've been great fun as always, and I will return with another edition of Hour of Power. I kind of would like to do this on a regular basis, but as it turns out, I have to do it on irregular basis, because it pretty much is that when I find a good playlist, then I will do the show. Not before, not after. It's when I get the good playlist, then I will do the show. So, I'm getting lost for words, and it's getting quite late here in Finland, so I might as well wrap up the show. And I'll see you guys on the IRC, and I'll see you guys on the next edition of Hour of Power with T101. And with this, I will bid you adieu by playing Reflex with Moin, and good night, and sleep tight, and don't let the demo sceners bite. And this is it. Here we go. Good night.